but I was over here, walked, and got on the court and played. So it's just a different environment, but we're thankful that we were able to come away with a win. We knew Paragould was going to play hard. They last year I felt they played harder than us, and we barely came out on top. They played really hard, and we finally kind of matched it a little bit. We'll take it. Anytime you get a win against a quality opponent, we'll take it.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Leonard, Coach Holzer, before this game, and I said, hey, there's one line on this court that is the exact same on every court. You can look at the three, it's off. You can look at the paint, it's off, but that free throw line is the same, right? It's the same distance on the free throw line. You guys shot well from the free throw line today. I was really proud of Podwalski and Jackson. Both of them did a great job in the paint.
And I thought those guys did a really good job of keeping the ball alive, on some shots.
Yeah.
We don't have the size necessarily, but we've got to be able to get tips on balls and get it to that second line of our guards. And I thought they did a really good job of being active and being aggressive. And they did a really good job, getting to the line, staying aggressive, because that's what we need to do. We didn't need to. They come out in a 1-3-1, which kudos to Paragould, because they know playing in the NBA arena, if you can get teams to take these shots, it's going to give you – and we're falling for it. We're coming out. We're getting great looks. Don't hate the looks that we're getting, but in this situation – aren't that good of looks. And that you see our girls having success with their 1-3-1, and Paragould's having trouble of finding gaps and they're shooting a lot of jump shots, and out here it makes a difference. So really proud, especially the way we played the second half. We had some guys get some foul trouble. We got some guys, they're under the weather, and they showed a lot of guts. And really, that's kind of what our DNA is.
Well, getting ready for another road trip coming up Thursday, the first of back-to-back road trips, first against Rogers and then against Bentonville West.
Yes. Yeah, this is we're playing in an NBA arena. We're playing an NBA schedule this week. So
yep.
We're going to after we got a little JV game here, and then we're going to clear the arena. We're going to take the guys and go feed them. I'm going to take them to Rendezvous and let them experience a little Memphis barbecue.
There you go.
And then we're going to come back here, watch the Nuggets and the Grizzlies tip off and the tournament, in-season tournament. You can see that we're the first team to get to play on their new floor, which is have an awesome deal for our kids and our program. And then after that game, we're going to get on the bus, because we got to be like I said earlier, we got to be at class at 8 in the morning. We got and then the next day, we're going to go to Rogers. We've got a ball game that night. And then turn around. We're going to stay the night and play Bentonville West on Friday. That game has been moved up because Bentonville is hosting a playoff game. So we're hoping that we'll be able to finish that, get on a bus, and listen to our friends on KTLO and as the Bomber football team puts it on Little Rock Catholic. So it should be – we're hoping for a fun bus ride home. And then turn around, and we play Green County Tech on Monday.
Oh, so, yeah, that's right.
We got a lot of ball games coming up, but it's a fun week. Great time to be a Bomber.
Yeah. And by the way, Brad Hallworth, if you're listening, don't get jealous about Rendezvous.
So, there you go, Brad.
So, Josh, thank you so much, and good luck on Thursday.
Absolutely. Again, Matt, Brad, appreciate you guys being here. Appreciate KTLO for all they do, supporting our kids. I mean, this is awesome for our kids to experience this. Sometimes you don't realize how lucky you are till later on, and hopefully our kids are appreciating this. But I promise you, later on in life, and they'll be able to look back and say, "Man, I got to do something cool." So, again, thank you for all you do. Let's watch our girls close out this second half and go Bombers.
You bet. Thank you, Josh. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to take a quick break, come back, get the second half started in just a moment. Mountain Home leading Paragould 36-10. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.